Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, B-Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. The USA Today put down a list of teams out, the NFL most entertaining teams. The Washington Commanders fell at number 7. The Baltimore Ravens was number 1. Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions, was number 3. Kansas City Chiefs with Pat Mahomes, they were 5. Buffalo Bills were 2. Who the hell was 4? I forgot who was 4. No, Philly was 3. I missed that one.
The Lions.
That's right. Detroit Lions. And the Commanders. So the Commanders are at 7 behind number 6, which was the Los Angeles Rams. And we're going to go right back to the phone lines because we're taking your calls. Want to find out, do you agree with it? Or do you think that the Commanders could be higher? Or somebody else should be at number 1? A lot of people switched around 1, 2, and 3. Let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, bro.
Hey, look, the list is good. The only thing I would say, I don't know who's going to disagree. Uh-huh. Let's go to number 2A and 2B. Philadelphia and the Rams. If that game wasn't entertaining, I don't know what is. Man, Rams almost beat Philly.
Uh-huh. So in the snow you're talking about.
I'm talking about number 2 instead of Buffalo. Put Philly number 2A and make 2B Rams. Because they were both entertaining.
Off of that game, you're going to put the Rams all the way up there?
Look, they got no talent. In all respect. But this dude played lights out. Quarterback.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, man. That's saying a lot, man, because I think my man Stafford can ball. He's always been damn good at quarterback. But, he said put the Rams at 2B. I don't know if that – I agree with that one. All right, let's go all the way out to California and see if we're going to keep him. You think you're going to stay on track or not?
Nah.
Commander Tequila, what you think about the list, dog? What's going on?
What I think about the list?
Yeah.
I really think the Commanders should be number 1 and then turn around with the Commanders, with the Eagles, the Ravens, and KC. That's how I see it. Then I see the Giants as a laughingstock, you know, because they're going to start doing more fumbles, more interceptions, and they're going to be the bleep you of the year.
All right.
You know?
Right, man. Appreciate your call. The Giants is going to suck. I understand that, and I agree with you. White Brian, he's going to be embarrassed all year. That's what the problem is. All right, Commander. Take care, brother. All right, let's go to Bethesda. Check out my man, Dave. What's up, Dave? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man.
Good. Well, what I want to talk about was your second question about Tyrese Halliburton.
All right.
I want to compare him to Lamar Jackson. If you remember a couple years ago when Lamar Jackson hurt his ankle right before the playoffs and all the fans were saying, oh, he could have played. And that was the year possibly Baltimore could have gone all the way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look what they did with Tyler Huntley. How would Halliburton have been treated if he didn't try to play game 7?
Well, see,
would that have been something?
Now, see, the thing about it, I'm not saying that the player should ever say, no, I'm not going to play. As a former player, I understand exactly what players think and what they go through. So the player, yes, is going to say, I can play. But the owner, the coach, and that damn medical staff, they need to be able to say, you're not going to play. We're not letting you play. We're going, and they should go to the public and say that. Because
in game five, when he
hurt himself, they say he had a strain. They say strained calf. Strain ain't nothing but a slight tear. So that strained calf was probably a slight tear in that Achilles. And when he made that same step in the same spot, he went down again, and this time it snapped.
Absolutely.
Could they have protected him from that? Listen, no, it's no guarantee that if he didn't get hurt that they were going to win the game. But still, you wouldn't have to worry about how long he's going to be out now, how long it's going to take him to come back and play. And as I stated earlier, Kevin Durant, he's good. He's still good. But Kevin was way more explosive than what he is now.
Absolutely. And then if you think about it, they may not have won with him there, but with him out, especially the way he went down, they had no chance.
Yeah, they had no chance at that point, but I'm still saying, like, the little kid came in, O'Connell, whatever his name, that guard was balling. But I think they changed up the whole way that they play. With Tyrese, they're more of a team. They should have just tried to get McConnell to be more of a team player instead of just going one-on-one all the time. He seemed to be able to score whenever he wants. But when they got everybody involved is when they win. But I don't know if they would have won in OKC even with Halliburton.
Right. I know. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But then again, same thing, you look at Baltimore, you know.
Yeah.
You can't say Baltimore would have won with Lamar Jackson, but I like the odds.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the whole thing about it is the team sometime. Stop letting the players take all that heat, and they got to step up and protect the player and also take some of the heat themselves. They need to say that we're not letting him play, not that he's not going to play. All right, man. Appreciate your call. All right, we're going to continue on. Let's go to Dallas. Check out my guy, Tupac. What's up, Tupac? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's good, B-Mitch?
I'm chilling, bro.
I know. Hey, do me a favor. When you see JP, just punch him one time for me and tell him, like, the show, I don't care what nobody say. You and JP together, the show is at a whole different level. When one of y'all is out, it's different. But
hey, man, we got vacation,
like,
too. We got to take our vacation. What's wrong with you?
I get it. I'm not hating on y'all's vacation. I'm not hating. I'm just saying, The camaraderie between you two is amazing and it's noticeable. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. So, but see, we got to get out.
Right.
So you see that right now because we are told we got to use our days. Because, you know, when football season comes, we rarely are not here.
Yeah, y'all not going nowhere. That's right. Y'all not going nowhere. But as far as this exciting team list goes, I'm gonna show White Brian a little love, right? I think that they have one of the best up-and-coming wide receivers. So I don't think New York is going to stay at the bottom of this list for very long. I like where the Commanders are. We still missing a couple of pieces. And then I'm going to go back to something that Candy Waller said on my show is Denver is another team that's outstanding. They're going to be amazing for a couple of years too. So
yeah.
This list flips according to when you have good coaching, good players, and a good city. So when those things all come together, you wind up with the Commanders being in the top 10 of this list, which is where we need to stay as long as we keep our good coaching, good players, and we already know what the city's going to do. So
I
think we're right about where we need to be. Thanks, B.
All right, man. Appreciate you. All right, now I'm about to go to this phone call. I'm going to tell you, this call has no bearing on anything. I don't care what you say, what you do. This is the one side, most one-sided call you're going to ever get in your life. He's a Steeler fan. Let's go. Wildcard Scotty, what the hell you got to say?
I'm just telling you right now, watch out for hate fraud. He's going to shock the world.
Who?
I rep the Commanders.
Wait, you say watch out for who?
Watch out for hate fraud. Watch out. Hate fraud's about to do it again.
Who is hate fraud?
Aaron Rodgers. Watch out for your boy A-Fraud, man.
He just came out today and said this is his last year. On the Pat McAfee show, this is his last year playing. How much
you know
he going to really
diva.
Yeah, he just came out and said this is last year.
He's got to be in the limelight. You got to be in the headlights.
So, in other words, my thing is, if he already saying this is last year, how much you really getting from him?
Personally, I think he's going to ride off into the sunset. Pittsburgh's going to get number 7, and it's going to be a wrap. I mean, it's just
backpedal. Did you smoke something this morning or you take something?
You said they're
going to get number 7, what?
They're going to get number 7.
This year?
They're going to get it.
$100, bet.
$100, let's go.
Jeff, you hear that, don't you? Keep that in line.
I got
Let's roll.
All right. Let's take care, Scotty.
Always.
All right. Take care of yourself. All right. So you heard the other caller, Dave, was talking about Tyrese Halliburton. And I mentioned this earlier today in talking about it, because I had a conversation yesterday with one of my buddies, because I was like, you know, I understand players are going to say they can play even if they know they can't play, because the player knows public scrutiny will be absolutely too much for them if they ever say they couldn't play in the game. And there's some time when a player probably shouldn't play in the game, and they know it, but they can't. What I have a problem with is that medical staffs and coaches and the doctors that work there and the owners themselves, they back away from the decision for the player not to play, and they leave it up to the player. The player goes and plays, gets hurt, he's out for a whole year rehabbing, doing whatever, you still paying him. The player decides I'm not going to play because he fears getting hurt, and you never said anything, so now he has to face the public by himself. I think that's asinine. You know, I work with a big man, 6'10", Big John Thompson. He always says, I would rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse. But he also will follow it up with, I had to protect Allen Iverson from himself. Allen Iverson wasn't the biggest man in the world. But that heart that dude had beating inside his chest was as big as anybody I know that has played a sport, no matter what the hell the level you played, what sport you played. That dude wanted to play. You watch him in the NBA. Like, we see all these dudes today. Everybody got to have a day off. Everybody got to – they want to take some time off. And what they call it now? They have their little – what's the day that they give all these basketball players? But they don't just play at all. But Allen played. Knee sleeve, arm sleeve, whatever he had to play with, he played. Smallest dude out there, because the guy wanted to be out there for his boys. He loved the sport. But he never had to worry about – I never saw one time anybody with the Sixers at the time say that we're not going to let him play. I never heard a coach say he shouldn't be out there. And I understand that you can go into a game and nothing happens. Jeff is the biggest Tyrese Halliburton fan I know. But he stated right before Tyrese went to move, he said, man, he's just sitting there. He's getting all those shots, those wide open shots. But he hadn't had to make a move yet. And the first time he went to make a move, what happened, Jeff? The man went down. What did you say right before it happened?
Yeah, man, I was saying, because, you know, the first two threes he hit, they were deep. But yes, he was stationed. And I was talking to my friends. I'm like, because I was excited. I'm like, yo, he got 9. And then I was like, yo, he not really driving. And I said, as soon as I said, yo, the minute he really got to push off on that foot and drive, as soon as I said drive, he goes down. I went upstairs.
But wasn't it damn near the same spot that happened in game 5? It was damn near the same spot.
Yeah.
You know? And it troubles me. Like, I'm just sitting up here saying things should be set up to where players deal with enough scrutiny. They should never have to deal with scrutiny because someone think they don't want to play. And most players always say they want to play because of the fear of scrutiny from the public. And a lot of people in the public, you don't have a clue of what goes into getting back on a court when you're injured. You don't have a clue of what the fear is when you know you got something going on And it could be one little move and it's all, it could just happen. So when you have to deal with that, but you still want to run out on the court because you don't have anybody to help you out, that's where the problems come in. And that's where I love Dan Quinn, because Dan Quinn always sits there and he'll say, you know, we care about the person as a whole. And if people cared about the players as a whole and not just entertain me, damn it, you'll see less guys getting hurt. Because you know what? Sometimes one more day, one more game, one more week may be the one little thing you need to where that player doesn't miss games. But you know what we do every year? Media people and fans alike, we talk about how many games guys miss. You know why guys miss so many games for being injured? Because they're always out here with the with that pressure to try to entertain y'all's asses. Show a little bit more love and show me a little bit more respect for those guys, and maybe, just maybe, letting them have another week or another game or another day, maybe the fact to where they miss only one game instead of missing 9 and 10, because they're pushing to try to entertain you when you could give a damn about their personal well-being anyway. I long began to care about what I thought more than what y'all thought, because you sit here and act like you care about us. No, you care about us entertaining you. And I think players got to get that mindset. And these owners, you need to get that mindset too and stop letting your guys have to fight that stuff by themselves. Let's get back to the phone lines and go to my guy, Jarrah. What's up, Jarrah? How you doing, man? Did you like that list or you didn't like it?
I'm sorry?
You didn't like that list?
I didn't hear you mention my team.
I did. America's, I mentioned them way down there, like 19 or something like that.
Well, then that list is, let's just say it's BS. I don't know who made the list, but probably Helen Keller. Somebody
you
never
said it's
watched
big
that
stuff,
damn.
Huh? Big stuff.
Sorry?
It's big stuff. You said BS?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But listen, did my man Toothpaste say he had a show?
Yeah,
yes. What the hell show did? What the hell show does he got? Dentures R Us? Hey, listen, I got to go. You have a great day.
All right, man. Take care. All right, we got one more call here. Who is, let me see, I got to go to Lorton. Let's go to Lorton and check out Hans. What's up, Hans?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? How are you today, my
I'm
man?
I'm doing well, brother. How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to call in to say I totally agree with you. I agree. I think the medical staff, the coaches, they got to take the bullet for the player, because you know the player is going to want to play.
Yeah.
So they have to step up, make it, and you can do two things at once, right? The player wants to play, but as a medical staff, we are saying no, but he is itching to play.
Yes.
So it kind of kills both.
You got that right.
And just say that, you know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, you wanted to play. I played. Yeah. I wanted to get out there. You know, you don't want to look like soft or weak,
yeah.
All that. So have the medical team come in and say, Tyrese wants to hoop, but he can't.
Yeah, we are protecting
him about this.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
See,
I just want to agree and just give you a heads up. I totally agree with you.
Appreciate you very much, man. See, and that's what I remember, like, Tyrese Halliburton seems to be a guy that's very respected and respectful. People don't look at him like Jay Cutler back in the day when the team pulled Jay Cutler out. But they never, ever told the public that they did. And everybody started bashing Jay Cutler. But Jay Cutler was kind of an ass to people. So the public going to go after him anyway. But the team could have saved him and protected him by immediately saying, we took him out. They did it about 2 weeks later. At that point, nobody want to hear it because they've already formulated their opinion. And I believe that in this, as guys go forward, yes, you want to play. But sometimes when they're telling you you probably shouldn't, don't go to the public and keep pushing it. Have your team go to the public. The PR staff always goes in there and try to protect anything else. I'm going to tell you, I remember one time, and I'm going to tell you how much they care about their life, how they look, and how they don't care about how you look or what happens to you. We were practicing at the park. This guy walks on the field. Nor was our coach. The first thing he said was, nobody touch this guy. I'm like, if that guy get within my area, I'm going to tattoo his ass. And The guy started coming up, walking right in the huddle by players. Russ Grimm tackled him. You know, Russ tackled him. They were like, no, no, don't do that. We might get sued. But what if he had a gun or a knife and he did something to somebody on that damn field? Why did he? Why was he able to walk through security and get all the way down there? You know at the park over there now, we were on the field. Remember that old raggedy turf field they had? We were on the grass field on the other side of that. He walks all the way over there. But they're worried about liability, not safety. I would bash him right up in his head with that damn helmet if he got close to me. I wouldn't have cared about liability at that time. Protect me. And that's what I'm saying about the players. Simple thing. Your PR department says the medical staff and the ownership has decided that he is not going to play. Tyrese really wanted to play. He's not going to play. That protects the player, put the pressure on them, and then all of a sudden now the player don't have to deal with extra BS like he deal with all the time. Take us a quick break here. When we get back, we understand that this new stadium is going to be coming, and a lot of times people want things to be in the stadium that they want. I think the food is going to make a lot, okay? A lot. You have the proper food, people don't mind. I go to some of these stadiums around here, they got great choices. I want to know from you all the top three food things that you would want. If the Commanders build their new stadium in Washington, D.C., what are the top three things you want? I'm going to just throw a few things out there right now real quick. We live in this area. Half smokes. That might be something there. Brisket. I love brisket, okay? You tell me what's the rest of the stuff you want to have. Top three food products you would want in the new stadium if it's built here in Washington, D.C. Be Mr. Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We'll take your calls when we get back. 800-636-1067.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time new stadiums come around, people start thinking about things they want to have there. Nice size parking lot, parking spots, okay? To where when you open your door, you don't hit somebody else's door. When they open theirs, they don't hit yours. You want to make sure that the bathrooms work consistently, don't get clogged up all the time. But you know what? Food and drink always make people happy. If they have great choices from food, if they have great choices of drinks, they will come in there and they will spend those astronomical prices as it always is. So we were going through some stuff and figured that we wanted to find out from you all the top three food products you would like to have when a new stadium is built. And Jeff came up with it and he's already chomping at the bit to make sure he can give us his list. So I'm going to go into the studio right here and find out. Jeff, what is your top three?
Okay, so before I give my menu items, first, we need to model our food prices after the Atlanta Falcons. They have $20 get you like 3-4 things.
Yeah, but Atlanta prices overall not like it is in D.C.
Yeah, I know. I just want that. This just my wants here, all right?
Well, I think you need to just start with the food products because you're not going to get that.
$20 for chicken tenders is insane.
Do you buy them anyway?
Sometimes. Sometimes. All right, but first, number one, we need tacos in the building. They got to be there. They're probably there already, but tacos have to be there.
And they got to have the jalapeno cheese.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, I don't know why people have that regular cheese.
They should do like a taco bar. Next thing, dude, I know you said this already, but I got to get specific. We need that pause. D-City Smokehouse have smoke.
All right.
With the chili cheese, with the brisket on it. All
right.
We need that in there. And I think lastly, we need, this used to be at Nat Stadium. You could either get loaded nachos or loaded fries. But the quantity, dog, you could have shared those nachos with like three people and y'all all would have been full. I'll be sold on. That's just the three things.
But you did nachos twice, dog.
Nah, tacos and nachos.
Oh,
are
tacos
different.
And nachos. Okay.
Yeah, tacos and nachos. But the loaded nachos is it's slash fries. Because
so you could, instead of chips, you can have fries.
Yes. And
yeah, heart attack on the platter.
It used to be at Nats Park. I forgot what the place was called, but they used to have these huge. It was like a mountain of nachos, bro. It was
that's good. How you never got. That's why you never got the Aaron Donald size. That's why you went the other way. All right, Brian, what's yours? Your three top things, and it needs to be some adult items here too.
Yeah, I think the Jack Daniel's fun drink is just sitting in the face of a marketing campaign there with Jaden Daniels. I mean, you have to put that together somehow.
We said food. You went straight to drinks. This
you
is food, dog.
Like a...
Drink. That's not a damn food. We okay. See where your head at.
The food.
Hey, he said, "The hell with the food. I want some Jack Daniels."
Well, I don't know. When I go to a game, it's like get a drink and food. So.
Yeah. I would let it slide on the list. Because it's food
but you
and
said
drink.
Food products, man.
All right. I mean, but it's food and
all
drink.
All right.
Food
go
and
ahead.
Drink.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. You just changed the
okay,
damn
well,
rules
then, does
all the
a
time.
Big ice cream sundae count as food?
Ice cream sundae, I guess. That's dessert, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll put that
so you
on
want
there.
Jack Daniel's ice cream sundae. Your stomach going to be blowing up, dog.
Yeah.
What else?
I really like the big chicken finger buckets, so maybe one of those.
So I basically got an alcoholic kid here. He want ice cream sundae, some chicken nuggets, and a Jack Daniels drink.
Pretty much.
Oh, all right. So I'll let you go with that. All right, Chris, let's go to you. See if you're gonna be a little different than what Brian was.
Yeah, I hope so. All right. So like first, I want to get some tots, man. I want to get some tots. And we could do like a plain one, regular, that's fine, but do that like nacho style where they dump all the toppings on it.
The loaded one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man, give me some loaded tops. But you have a plain option too, but you know, you gotta have the loaded tots too, like the onions and all the other stuff on it. All
right.
I would say, I don't know if you're into like Roman Rooster, man. They got that hot honey sandwich, man. I'd die for that, man. I'd love to have that
honey. The chicken?
Chicken sandwiches.
I like those. All that hot honey and Nashville hot stuff. All
the
that
honey
like,
butter one. Too,
I
man.
Like all that stuff.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome for a game. And
I don't think Brian would eat that because that's not good for his little stomach.
And this wouldn't be all the same game, but just to have another option, man, I would love to have something like a pastrami sandwich somewhere, man. Some sort of nice cut pastrami, either on a bagel or on like a rye bread, something like that. Either way. Would love it.
I want some fried catfish. And you know what my specific question would be? It has to be catfish. I'm tired of people in this area up here telling me it's fried catfish when it's damn tilapia or sway.
Yeah.
Okay? You can't fool me. The taste is not the same. The texture is not the same.
Yeah.
Stop doing it. Because you know in Louisiana, if you tell people it's catfish and it's not, you could get sued.
Yeah.
And the same thing should happen up here. So I'm going to let you know if I come in your place of business and you tell me it's catfish and I know it's not, we're going to have problems. I'm going to find out if I can sue you up here too. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go see Placid. Check out my man, Vinny. What's up, Vinny? How you doing, brother?
B. Mitch, what's going on, fellas? What's
chilling,
going
baby.
On, Cramps? Hey, look, I got two things. I don't have a full list. But, you know, we get those so small and puny slices of Papa John's pizza up at the Commander's Stadium, man. Can we get some nice New York-style, fulfilling, you know, type pepperoni sausage pizza, some meat lovers pizza up there, man? Because, you know, I mean, those little puny little pepperoni pieces from Papa John's gonna be doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And my second one, you know, it's real cold in D.C., you know what I'm saying, during these winter games, October through December. How about we get a nice ramen bar, something that fulfilling, some warm soup, something that can get these fans still
like that,
energetic and going, you know, something real nice and smooth like that. So those are my two choices, brother. I'm going to go
with that. All right, Vinny, appreciate it, man. I'll tell you one thing. If they get a ramen bar, I know it's going to be at every game. My damn baby daughter. That is the ramen queen right there, boy.
Hey, that's a great idea.
That is because
for
like
winter game.
When it's a winter game, you want to like we would have like chicken broth and stuff on the sideline. Hey, I know the fans they need to be out there cheering. Listen, I sat outside one time when it was cold. I have newfound respect for fans. Let me just say it like that.
No, we used to at RFK, man, those really cold, like, December games that we were talking. Mm-hmm. We used to fight over who got to hold the bucket of, like, the fries because it was hot. Everything else was, like, cold. But who, like, us kids, we were like, no, I'm holding the fries today.
Hey, there you. Well, Brian, you on to something with that Jack Daniel, man, for a cold game, bro. That'd be good for you, too, huh?
Right.
Let's go to Silver Spring. Check out Brandon. Brandon, what's your food choices, man?
Oh, man, I'm so hungry now. Oh, Jesus Christ. And I had like three meals already.
Wow.
All right. I have my daughter, the 11-year-old, wants high-quality ice cream. That's hers for the you know, for the first 2 months. I think ice cream would be good. Good quality. And I like pastrami. I like that type of
yeah.
That's what I like. Pastrami, corned beef. I mean, if you're going there and don't want to spend money, then you're, whatever. You got to spend some money. Have some fun.
Yeah. Get your hair down.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Thanks, fellas.
All right. Take care. I noticed a lot of people just had two. They didn't have three.
I can make up for that. Hey.
What else you want, Jeff?
Hey, yo. We gotta think about the kids, too. We got to think about the kids. They should put a candy shop in the stadium.
First of all,
that would be dope.
No.
I'm not giving my kids candy when they're supposed to be sitting around for a while.
So you gonna think about candy,
yes.
And then all of a sudden, then you're not forgetting that they put a candy shop and your kid wants the candy. You're gonna be going to the dentist eventually.
Hey, that's cool. I mean, bro, it's a game. We're all breaking
you know
our diets,
suggest stuff like that. People that don't have kids.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. Yeah. Whenever I get my nieces and nephews, load them up. And guess what? Yeah.
And
send them back home.
If they got to go to the damn dentist, I'm going to call you and make Uncle Jeff go pay for it.
Oh, nah, never mind. I'm going to start handing out celery on Halloween.
You know, damn candy shop.
That would be cool for the kids, man. I mean, come on. Man. It's a game. They already eating ice cream, cotton candy.
But I'll be honest with you. Like, I forgot the name of the place. The place that have the crab-like spring roll. You got crab meat inside. That place is mm-hmm. out. Standing dog. Then there's another place up in there.
I wish
where they
try.
Do like a. Well, I know I go by my man. He does the ribs and the brisket and stuff. It's like pregame. I normally go there before I go to the desk, bruh. He's from out there. I think in Sterling area. Food's good, bruh. The man got wings, all that. Then he got another place with the catfish and the fried shrimp.
Speaking of wings, we need a wing bar.
Yeah, you need a wing bar.
Wing bar. I'm talking buffalo, barbecue,
Cajun.
Mumbo.
I get Cajun.
Yeah, dry rubs. We need some dry rubs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we throwing out, put our stuff out there. But they're supposed to have so many places right around it. So we're going to see. You know, you're going to have inside the stadium. We're going to have to step it up because if they're going to have other restaurants around, you got to step it up. Are people going to eat before they come into your place? But there are a lot of places out there that really, really take care of it. All right. Q-Ball in D.C. What's up, brother? What kind of food you want in the new stadium?
I want B. Mitch's, your specialty.
The gumbo?
the gumbo, brother.
Hey, man. Look.
Listen, I'm telling them he'll make some money.
I'm gonna pay you now.
All right.
But I definitely want the B. Mitch gumbo. You talk about it so much during the winter season. I was like, man, how can I get some of B. Mitch gumbo, man?
Well,
it's gotta have some shrimp in it.
Oh, shrimp! It's a that's it. You gotta have that. We're going shrimp, yeah, sausage, but, chicken, and our crab.
Can I throw this in too, brother?
What up?
So, Johnny Rockets, I'm like the worst fan of their product. Those little dinky hot dogs, and they boil them. I can't do a boiled hot dog, bro. You got to put some flame on it.
Put it on the grill. Yeah, grill my dog.
A real half smoke. You know, we don't have to be Ben's Chili Bowl, but something like a real, man, I need two or three of them to make one big half smoke.
All right, I got you. I got you.
That's where I'm at.
I thought half smokes used to be bigger. They used to be way bigger.
But you notice everything is getting smaller and the prices are getting bigger. You got to stop that. All right, let's close out with John in Percival. John, what do you need at the stadium, new stadium?
Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man.
Hey, when those cold days in November, December, I need a big bowl of meat chili with a big slab of cornbread.
All right, and you'll need some cayenne pepper in there to make that thing heat your body up, too.
Oh, yeah, and that'll make the beer go down a little better, too.
All right, take care, man. Appreciate your call.
Take care, Brian.
All right, we're going to take us a break here. When we get back, we're going to make some bets. Well, we already know JP is 0-1. Did he win last night, Brian? Brian, you'll let us know later. Don't worry about it. All right? We'll do that on the other side. All right. Hey, Brian. It's Brian Mitchell here. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to new heights. So whether it's a big blast or an apple taco, FanDuel is your home for betting on home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/Brian to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I wake up in the morning, love. All right, B. Mitch here. 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley. Enjoy today. When I'm gone, I try to act like I don't miss y'all dudes. I miss y'all. Seriously. I miss talking to the fans and enjoying it. I mean, I have fun with it. But you know what? Need that time off every once in a while. It rejuvenates you. Gets you back here. And we did a lot of talking today. Went a little long. And guess what we're going to do right now? We'll go right into the bets. What happened yesterday and what's going to happen tonight? I holla. All right. What you got for us, White Brian?
JP and Toby won yesterday. Okay. Everyone else lost.
So JP is now going to be 1-1.
Yeah, he loses today, so he'll be 1-1.
Okay. Where did he pick yesterday?
The Cardinals.
Cardinals? Oh, baseball. Yeah, it's getting down to that where you only have baseball to bet on. So let's lead the way. What you got, Chris?
I'm going to take the over for the Nats game tonight.
What's the over? Is that
eight and
what?
A half is what I was just looking
eight and
at.
A half.
Yeah,
you trying to say the pitchers suck on both sides?
Well, look, man, Nat scored 10. It was 10-6 last night. So
all right, Jeffrey,
I'm taking the New York Yankees, and I'm taking Jamaica Man versus Panama.
All righty.
I had to say that because I accidentally said it yesterday, and they played today, so I had to bring it back. Jamaica Man.
So if you said they played yesterday, you lost that, didn't you?
No, I changed it before when I realized that they played Tuesday.
All right, give me the Kansas City Royals, and you know I'm going to have a parlay in this thing. And I'm going to take the Milwaukee Brewers. I can do it on the money line, the run line, -1.5, right? Give me the Brewers with the -1.5, and I want the KC Royals. Parlay. Mark that, son.
All right. I'm taking the Auckland City Navy Blues +5.5 against Boca Juniors.
My question, we're making a new rule. If you're not going to watch the damn game and you don't know where you can find it at, we're not going to be letting you bet on it.
I'm going to watch it. It's on TNT.
What's the Auckland who?
Auckland City Navy Blues.
Who is this?
They are a semi-pro team.
Of what?
Got a bid into the FIFA semi-pro Club
what?
World Cup.
Soccer?
Yeah.
The Auckland Navy
Auckland
Blues.
Auckland City Navy Blues from Auckland, New
who?
Zealand.
And who they playing?
Boca Juniors.
From Boca Raton?
I'm not sure where they're from.
So you almost know, you just say, I'm going to just get the most odd stuff I can and just throw it out there.
Well, I
that's like
the
you
story
being
of
a dog,
City.
A dog dad, but you walk around with a dog mom mug and your dog don't stay with you.
Auckland City hasn't won a professional game since 2014. They're going to do it today.
This is strange, bro. And Jeff, who's the extra part? You did the Yankees and who else?
I did the Yankees over the Reds.
And then what's the other thing?
Jamaica Man over Panama.
In soccer?
Yes. Okay. Gold Cup, baby.
All right. Okay. I'm going to let y'all go with that.
Jamaica are not the favorites. They are the underdogs.
Okay. And you picking them just to win it outright?
No, I'm picking them to win the game today, not the entire
Gold Cup. No, I'm saying the game outright.
Yep. Game outright.
All right. Well, man, y'all have fun. I'll see y'all Thursday. Got some things to do, man. It's that time of the year. Thank you all for joining us today. Everybody that joined us, I want to thank our Barstool Nate, also John Kine for joining us. And every fan that called in, thank you all for participating in our call-in segments. We will see you all tomorrow. Take care of yourself. God bless you. Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.